At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome into the podcast. This is the House of L podcast. I'm the L of House of L. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out. If you're hanging out on Spotify or if you're hanging out on Apple, we appreciate you. Come on over to the YouTube page. You can see my cool Remy Martin cap that I have on. It's pretty nice. They're giving me a lot of good swag. I enjoy it. It's almost like having like a dressing room down here in my office. I got my jacket and my hoodie and t-shirt and cap and all that good stuff. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. We had a really great event with Remy Martin this past weekend, and it looks like we're going to stay partners for a while. It's worked out really well, which is great, and I really believe in partnership. It's so funny. I was actually thinking about like whether or not all of this goes behind like a paywall and like do Patreon. And I've been like, no, I'm so used to the advertising model. But I was kind of like doing the math and I'm like, well, if even a 10% of the people came with me to a Patreon, I would end up making more money than what I make now. But House of L isn't really about making money, at least not yet. We're in a good space and I can pay people to do episodes that I want, especially because of partnerships with people like Remy Martin. And I do think that we're going to end up doing something. I think a draft react pod, like in my mind, I want to do a draft react pod at Signature in the South Loop with Remy Martin. And that might be something that we end up doing. We shall see. The pod sometimes acts as therapy for me. Not all the time. Most of the time we talk about what's happening in Chicago sports or sometimes national sports and occasionally international sports when I'd like to talk footy. But, and you know, the business. And this will be mostly business and a little bit of emotional, like letting go of some stuff that I've been holding on to that I wanted to talk about. And it manifested in the last few days thinking about some things. On the radio side, everything is great. Like, I've gotten used to the new schedule. I've gotten more comfortable with having a little bit more fun. Like, I'm fairly serious. They kind of done a show that was a little bit more freewheeling than I'm used to, so that there was like a tug there, but I'm getting more comfortable and feel like I'm giving as good as I'm getting on the afternoon show, which is a challenge, and those guys have helped kind of walk me through it, and they've met me halfway on stuff that I like to do, because I do like to get into kind of deep, serious stuff, and I do take my career as a reporter really seriously and kind of what I learned from it very seriously. So they've learned to accept me kind of how I am, and I've learned to accept the things that they do on the show and get kind of the give and take of partnership. That's not what kind of got me. What got me is when there's, if you go back to August, or I think it was early September, I did a whole episode about NBC Sports Chicago going away. And I tried to talk to it from mostly a business perspective because I know that people enjoy hearing like some of the behind the scenes stuff that goes on. So I wanted to kind of let you guys in on that. I didn't talk about it, I don't think, enough from an emotional standpoint. And if this isn't your thing, I'm totally okay with that. You can move on to a previous episode or maybe the next episode, which might be more your cup of tea. But it was a forced break from television for me. And that had happened before when the layoffs came during COVID. But it was a forced break, and I think it came at a really good time. And I leaned into that. Like, I leaned into the idea of, okay, like, you've been doing both radio and TV for the last decade. What would it be like if you were just doing radio? And doing just radio was kind of fun. Finding out different things and the amount of energy that I had to do that. And Mitch always says, hey, man, you know, you don't have to. Mitch has told me, like, you don't have to leave the house for opportunity. And he's been right. Like, there's been a lot of opportunity that's come my way. Since then, we've done really well. Like, the station as a whole is incredibly healthy right now. I think about as healthy as it's ever been. They did make a change, and here's an industry thing for you. They made a change to how ratings are done, and that's going to be fascinating to see how that works out. So basically what happened is that the hour's broken up into four quarters, right? Every 15 minutes is a quarter hour. And before, to get credit for a quarter hour, meaning someone listening for a quarter hour, you needed to make sure that you had, like, at least, was it 5 minutes or 8 minutes of a quarter hour. So half of a quarter hour. And then you got points for that. You got ratings points for that. And now they changed the rules. And I think the rule change is going to be good for the score. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because now the rule is 3 minutes. So we really only have to hold your attention for 3 minutes of a quarter hour to get credit for a quarter hour. And the station's been, like, super healthy. Like, Mully and Haw continue to dominate in the morning. Dan and Marshall and Layla had the highest ratings on the station. Speegs and I had the highest rank. Like, we got number one. Dan, Marshall, and Layla were number two in middays, but they blew us out of the water from a rating standpoint. So congratulations to them. That's a big deal. A big, big deal. Like, they did a huge number. Like, I told Marshall, I was like, man, you should be really impressed. Like, that's not supposed to happen in your first ratings book. And it did for him, and I'm glad that it did for him, because he deserves it. He and Dan have worked to build, I think, a really good rapport, and adding Layla in an extra day is a stroke of genius. She's great. She's great. So, for the most part, I've been working on, like, adjustment of day part, adjustment with a new team and a new show and a new partner, and I feel like I'm pretty much there. Along with getting an opportunity to do stuff here and there. Like, I threw an idea at Mitch last week, and I'm hopeful that it will bear fruit. We are working on a collab between The Score and House of L for an interview with him, which I think could be really, really interesting. He's like, no, you can ask whatever you want. I'm like, okay, we'll get into it. We'll see. Maybe we'll even allow people to share some questions that they have for Mitch. We'll see. But my agent said to me, like anything that you're in creative, like, you have to keep update, like, it's updating your resume. So I have a reel for television, but that reel is really old. Well, not really old, but it's a few years old now. I look different. In some cases, like, there's not a lot of hair left up here. And, you know, some of the stuff is dated. It's still good. Like stuff that I did over at Channel 9, for example, when I would fill in for Pat. Like that sort of stuff. But I think it's been 2 years, 3 years since I filled in for Pat. So that is that's not up to date. And I had a bunch of stuff that was up to date from NBC Sports Chicago. And I never really thought that I would need anything else, even when I knew that the network was going to go under. And go under is harsh. That's not the right term. That the network was going to cease operation, which it did this summer at the end of White Sox season. It ceased operation. And now CHSN is in its place, and they've got the Blackhawks and the Bulls and the Sox in the spring. But I had to like put stuff together. And when NBC Sports Chicago ceased operations, like it stopped. And producers were really good. Like I had a lot of the producers and directors were like, hey, are there things that you want to have? And I didn't understand what they were doing at the time. Shout out to my guy, Matt Ellis. Shout out to my guy, Nate Poppin. Shout out to my guy, Eric Strobel. And my guy, Anthony Durunda, who's a really great, terrific young producer that I hope I get the opportunity to work with again. They were like, is there stuff that you want? And I'm like, yeah, like some of the shows that we did were great. I'd love to have them. And they were like, oh, okay. And so they would send me stuff to the Dropbox, and it's kind of just been sitting there. And then I realized why they did that.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Like, when NBC Sports Chicago stopped, like, it stopped. And ordinarily, when there's stuff that's on television and online, there is a trail of that stuff. It is not the case. Go look up Football Night in Chicago, because we used to have it online on the NBC Sports Chicago YouTube page. It doesn't exist anymore. Those shows are like gone. And that was a really rough thing to work through. I was talking to Shane Tanney and Spiegs about this afternoon, that like I didn't expect it to affect me in this way. I got really emotional about it. And the reason that I got emotional about it is because it's one thing for the network to cease operation. It's another thing to feel like it didn't exist. And that's what it felt like. It felt like we didn't do anything wrong, but it felt like we were being scrubbed from the internet. Now, I know some of this is like the RSS feed for the pods and everything else. Like some of the social went over to CHSN. But it, like, to not have your stuff was heartbreaking. Like, it was really heartbreaking. So, again, thanks to the producers and directors that saw this thing coming and were able to send me stuff. There was one piece that I didn't have, and I'll never have it, I don't think. Although I might be able to ask someone over at CHSN to try and find it or pay them, because they would have to search through some archives. I did the pregame and postgame with Ozzy after the Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson stuff, and that's something I'd like to have. I thought it was honestly some of the best work that I've ever done on TV. Anyway, my agent wants an updated reel because I think maybe I'm ready to do some TV again if there's the right fit someplace. And I've been doing a couple of guest spots. Thanks to Fox 32, they've had me on their show, and I'm actually going to go back to NBC next week. Yeah, next Sunday, I'm going to do Sports Sunday with Mike Berman. And it's just a one-off. It's not like I'm going to be on there. It's just like with Fox. Like they were like, hey, do you want to come and hang out? Sure, I'll come and hang out. But going back through the clips and kind of picking things that I want to represent me as my resume reel was really more emotional than I expected it to be. And there's like different portions of like my career, and they all put me in like different places emotionally. And over the last 3 years, let's call it 3 years, of being back there a little bit more permanently, because the pandemic, to catch people up who are new to the page and don't know about my background, I was hosting a show called The Football After Show. It's one of the best things I've ever done. I love doing that show. I reference it a lot because it meant a lot to me. It was me, Alex, Lance, Coach Wanstead, Olin, Matt Forte, Jim Miller. It was a crazy crew of people that over a five-year period on the front end, and then when I came back, I guess technically another two, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I loved being in the middle of doing that show, talking Bears with guys who really, really know what's going on, learning football at an exponential rate because I was sitting next to those guys. Seeing that, then seeing all of our draft coverage, like after, you know, during and after the Bears drafted Caleb. And that was emotional because you start seeing people who you really, really liked working with, like seeing Ken Davis and my guy Glenn, who's our draft expert over there, tossing to Josh Schrock because he was at Hallis Hall. It was really emotional. Like I used to work at this network called 120 Sports that eventually became Stadium, which strangely enough is been kind of swallowed up by CHSN. And I had similar feelings when that whole thing kind of morphed and changed. And it's exciting, like when we had Jordan Cornett on the radio show on Tuesday and on Monday. And that guy, I worked with him. So I worked with him and Shay. Like I worked with those two when they started dating. And now they're married with a couple of kids. And you look up and you see Shay on ESPN and Jordan on NBC. And for a while they were working together at ESPN. And I get excited. Like my guy Tyler Foljam, who works for ESPN, we did a show together over there. And now he's one of the really good betting people. My guy Michael Kim. Like I get emotional thinking about like how good everyone was at that place and how we had this like really good contingent of people that have all gone on to have successful careers, the folks on air and the folks off air. And I get emotional when I think about that, but I've been able to kind of, it wasn't coming back. I did like going back over to Stadium. That's what this picture is. I enjoyed that quite a bit, and I love all the people that are over there now that I got a chance to work with, like Joshua Perry and Rafael Davis. But looking back on my NBC stuff, it really got to me. It really got to me. And I'm so thankful that those producers and directors were smart enough to think for me and know that I'm going to want some of that stuff. And so I got it, and I'm working on it, and I'm working on my reel. And I made sure that I saved everything to a hard drive because, you know, Dropbox links are not always reliable as well. But I didn't think it would hit me, honestly, as hard as it did. But it did. But I'm excited now. Like, I'm excited because there's at least enough for me to show what I can do, like all the different things that I feel like I can do when I'm hosting a show on television, whether it's, you know, VOs or tossing to SOTS or running a discussion. I can do all of that stuff. So it was nice to get that, but it was very emotional to go through it. You know what it felt like? It felt like going through a picture album. If you ever stumbled across, like maybe you were looking for something else and you found an old album of pictures, it was like that. Where you go, oh yeah, I remember when we did that. I remember when Clay Harbor only had one button buttoned on his shirt. Man, if I was walking around like Clay, I'd only have one button too. Shout out to Clay Harbor. But it was good to work through it. And I'm still kind of working through it. And I guess the conclusion that I came to is I didn't properly grieve what happened. And it was easier for me than most to not grieve because I was able to just walk back to my other job that I had and I could throw everything into that. So I guess this was kind of a good grieving process for me to work through. And we'll see. Like, we'll see where it goes. Like, I'm not, honestly, like, I'm not expecting, the plan isn't to go anywhere. The plan is to, I'm a prepper. So I want to be ready if there's an opportunity to share what I can do. And again, if it's right, like if it's the right fit. Now, like with my schedule, it's going to be difficult for me to do both. But if there's a chance to do both and it makes sense, I want to be prepared for it. So that's the pragmatist in me. Like, you better get ready. Like, you never know when that opportunity is coming. You don't want to be caught flat-footed or with a reel that's from 2019. It's just updating it. And that's one of the things that when you work in a market like this for as long as I have, you don't really necessarily need it. Not that, like, if I was working anywhere in market, most people would be like, oh, I've seen you on blank. Or even now, like they can go, oh, I watch Twitch or I watch your YouTube page. But you just need to be ready because you never know. And I'm glad that I had to confront some of the latent feelings that I had about this. And it was like a combination of things that ended up happening. Like, my former boss hit me up just to say, hey, like, we were just talking about the Bears. So you have that. We had, you know, Josh Schrock on the show when Layla and I did the show together a couple weeks ago. And he was like, hey man, I got this. It's the thumbnail for this episode. He had like one of the promotional signs for what we were doing. And he was like, man, when we had to clear out of our space, like, he grabbed it. And I'm so happy that he did. And he's sending it to me. And it means a lot. I'll find a space for it on the wall once I get it. But it's nice. And it's nice to be able to occasionally just kind of talk about how you feel about stuff. And if you made it this far, I thank you. And even if you didn't, it's cool. Like I said, sometimes the podcast acts as therapy for me. So consider yourselves my therapist for this episode. And we'll see where all of it goes. And we'll see what my reel ends up looking like and if there needs to be any sorts of updates and changes. And luckily, I have enough stuff that I could add to it. So again, big shout out to my people, Eric Strobel, Anthony Durunda, Nate Poppin, Matt Ellis. Thank you guys for having my back on this and continuing to be my brain like they were when I was working with them on TV. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.